Yeah, we got some more business news we got to break down. We like to do it with our good friend Stephen Boucher. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can catch now on Saturday at 10. You know, it's been at noon for a long time. New time in 2023. Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. Steve joins us live right now on WGY Mornings, though. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
By the way, breaking news, and I know you're hearing it just like we are, but with the FAA grounding all flights right now to a computer glitch, it's a reminder, one, of how much just one click of something can screw up everything, two, how much we're tied to air travel for business. So this is going to be an interesting day.
Absolutely. It's ironic. Yesterday, the news was just how great the airlines were doing year to date. They were outperforming every other sector. Today, they are down big time because of this. It's amazing how a computer can change our life.
Yesterday, Jamie Dimon was on Fox Business, or this week, and he said that things look pretty good. The American consumer is pretty strong and is in a good position. It all may lead to what he referred to as a Goldilocks mild recession this year. Do you agree with him and how he arrived at that decision?
I like Jamie Dimon a lot. He's usually right on target, and I do agree with him. Remember, Doug, the consumer has a lot of money. The government has been feeding them money for a couple years now, and they still have some of that money hanging out in their checking account. Plus, they're getting paid more. The first time in over 40 years, if you look at real wages, what the average hourly earnings are, less inflation, do you know 2019 workers were paid the same amount as they were in 1974? So finally, because of COVID, workers are getting paid more. Now, they haven't felt the real effect yet because inflation is still high, but when inflation comes down, the consumer's going to have more money in their pocket, and they are spending money. We see that. And last but not least, Doug, we talk about the layoffs, and the Fed feels that people need to be laid off. So the big tech companies are laying people off left and right. Within a week, they're getting new jobs. That's how strong the jobs market is. So I agree with Jamie Dimon. The consumer is strong. They make up 2/3 of the economy. Tomorrow morning, 8:30, we get the CPI report for December. All eyes will be focused on it.
Not a good report from Bed Bath & Beyond, and we've been talking about this company for a little while. They didn't declare bankruptcy, and they actually did put forth a plan to try and survive, but my God, is this grim.
It sure is. Bed Bath & Beyond, they were almost $80 a share just 7 years ago. Now we're almost a penny stock. We're in the $1 to $2 range. They're going through a lot of changes, closing a lot of stores, but they may survive this. Listen, we still see Toys R Us out there, and it's amazing how these companies can just basically juggle so much from the bankruptcy part of the equation and still stay in business.
The story I really find interesting, because I think this is going to be a dilemma for a lot of companies in 2023, but Bob Iger at Disney told employees on Monday that they must be back in the building, quote unquote, at work starting on March 1st. Isn't everybody going to wrestle with this and what to do about this year?
I just had this conversation with my dentist. He says he can't work remotely. I said, that's funny. I said, a lot of businesses can, but in all seriousness, Disney is doing what so many other companies want to do. Twitter did it back in November. They're making their people come in 5 days a week. Other companies are doing 2 or 3 days a week. Disney wants their people in 4 days a week, and you can't blame them. This is, people learn from each other, and you have that collaboration, and working remotely, you just miss that. Now, there's some businesses that can work remotely more than other businesses, but I'm not surprised that Bob Iger, he needs to really save Disney, and he feels like getting people back to work in their desk, not sitting home in their pajamas, and who knows how hard they're working at home. So I think this is no surprise. I think you're going to see more corporations say, hey, guys and gals, come on back into the office another day or two a week.
Steve, your dentist made the claim that he couldn't work remotely. Were you able to drill that down at all?
Oh, man, I was hoping he could work remotely. I had some work done that I wish he could just put me up on a telephone or telescreen and say, hey, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, congrats on the new time slot, by the way. We'll be listening Saturday at 10. I want to let everybody know if they're looking for you at noon, you're now on at 10 on Saturday.
I am, and now I have a good smile for radio.
You can also catch Let's Talk Money Sunday at 8. Saturdays at 10, Sundays at 8 right here on WGY. Steve, we'll talk next week.
Bye-bye, Doug. Thank you.
We'll talk about the state of the state, let you hear what Kathy Hochul had to say, and tell you some of the quirky moments, including what does she and Austin Powers have in common? You'll find out in just a minute. First, though, we head to the WGY newsroom. Mike Patrick going to get you caught up in everything going on in the world, including that breaking news right now at 7.